The country's first mass vaccination takes place in Manukau this morning. More than 16,000 people are booked for the event, and it will run throughout the weekend and involves people being bussed from MIT campus to the Vodafone Event Centre. Matt Hannett is the Vaccination Program Director for Tamaki Makaurau. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Cotton.
Okay, you've got everybody, you've got the 16,000 booked. You're confident they're all going to show up?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've really been pleased with the response that we've had from the community. Over 16,500 people booked over the whole weekend. We're all set up and ready to go here, and we're just really looking forward to welcoming them and making sure they have a great experience.
Okay, how does it work? Because this is a bit of a trial. How do people, is it staggered? How do people get there? What's the process?
Yeah, so there's appointments all through the day. People turn up at MIT. They get go through a process there, booking process, and they go onto shuttle buses. The buses are running all the time, about 50, 60 people per bus. They get taken to the Vodafone Event Centre. Inside the Vodafone Event Centre, we've got 242 vaccination booths set up, and people go and sit in that booth. They don't move. The vaccinators move up and down the booth. We're going to be vaccinating about one person every 90 seconds. And then the person sits where they are, has an observation period. So there's people, health professionals walking around just observing and keeping an eye on people and making sure people are okay. And then at the end of that process, jump back on the bus. You get a lolly and a sticker, and then you can go back on your day.
So why use, is this sort of best practice internationally? I mean, why not just let people drive in and put the jam in the arm in the car?
Oh, look, we're looking at all sorts of different models. This is this has been used internationally in Canada and places like that. It's been very successful there. What it enables us to do is support a really large number of people. So that's 16,500 people over just a few days, which is great as we ramp up. So yeah, we're excited about getting this going over the weekend, and we're drawing on experiences from overseas.
And no walk-ups, obviously.
We have encouraged everyone to book. We're fully booked. And so, yes, that's the processes that you book into this event.
The booking system itself. So initially we know that there wasn't huge uptake. And then you expanded the brief, I guess, to who it, what it could apply to. What, just talk us through what happened there. What have you learned from that?
Oh, look, I think the first thing to say is we've been really pleased with the response. We're fully booked, and it's very normal for us to issue invites in a phased way. So we just wanted to acknowledge the great work that MIT have done, engaging staff, whānau, and family and students, and that was always a partnership that we had there. And then we just phased those invites out over time, and we had a really strong response. We got booked up.
No, I appreciate that. In the end, it's worked out well. But initially, as RNZ was reporting, there wasn't a huge uptake, and it was the criteria was changed slightly to make sure that you got it enough people. So I'm just wondering, it's just really important to find out what's been learned there. What would you do differently for the next mass vaccination event?
Well, I think we always go about this in a phased way. So we stagger those invites, and we did that over quite a quick period. We're always learning and responding about the types of invites, how we do that. We're working very closely with all sorts of community partners in terms of getting those messages out. So those have been useful experiences for us, just in terms of how we frame invites and how we provide information to the community, and we've been really pleased with the response that we've had.
Now, we've seen Māori and Pacifica rates of vaccination, well, about half the rate of the rest of the population, and that is obviously not satisfactory. How do you try and accommodate that with this mass vaccination?
Look, absolutely. We want to do better there. We're working very closely with Mana Whenua, Iwi, to get those messages out. We've got a lot of Māori-led vaccination centres. We've been doing lots of pop-ups and Māori-based events. This is just another access point for the community. It's all about providing choice to people about how they access their vaccination. We'll obviously, we're excited about the weekend and what we can learn from that and take into future events.
And how many of these events do you think you will hold?
Well, we're focused very much on how this weekend's event, and hoping that goes well. It will go well. We are planning some of these later in the year. There'll be another event in September for people who need to get their dose 2 vaccinations from this weekend. And then we're looking at events in Waitemata and possibly Auckland.
All right. Kia ora for that. It was Matt Hannant, the Vaccination Program Director for Tamaki Makaurau, head of today's first mass vaccination event in Manukau.